USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. It started just fine. But it took only 4 minutes for controllers to realize that not all of the SpaceX rockets fired after it lifted off from its Texas launch pad, which, in the words of SpaceX broadcaster John Innsbrucker,
Starship just experienced what we call a rapid unscheduled disassembly.
What the rest of us would call, it blew up. The most powerful rocket ever built was supposed to make one lap around the Earth and splash down in the Pacific near Hawaii. Still, SpaceX says it learned a lot from the short flight. Emergency officials in some towns in Oklahoma expect to learn about more deaths from last night's huge tornadoes. Two people are confirmed dead. Rescue efforts continue in the town of Cole, Oklahoma, where some people are believed trapped. The White House is not thrilled with the House Republican budget proposal. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre calls it a cruel budget.
It will hold America's economy hostage so that they can take a hatchet to veteran services, to Meals on Wheels, to education, to cancer research, to law enforcement.
The GOP plan also links budget cuts to raising the debt ceiling. The House has passed a Republican-sponsored bill that would cut off federal aid to any school that lets a transgender athlete compete in women's and girls' sports.
This is a day that is so important for women across America, and House Republicans are leading the way.
New York Republican Elise Stefanik on the measure that's expected to pass the House, then die in the Senate. Police near Charlotte, North Carolina, are looking for a 24-year-old man they say shot a 6-year-old girl and 3 adults after a basketball rolled into his yard. Police say Robert Louis Singletary should be considered armed and dangerous. The number of people around the USA filing for unemployment benefits is rising. 245,000 last week, compared to about 240,000 the week before. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HOOD for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HOOD for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HOOD.
The Washington State Legislature has finished work on a bill that would ban the sale of semi-automatic rifles. Governor Jay Inslee says he will sign it, and Republican lawmakers promise a quick appeal in court. Elon Musk is threatening to sue Microsoft, claiming the software giant illegally used Twitter's data to train its artificial intelligence. The threat comes after multiple reports that Microsoft is dropping Twitter from its advertising platform over some of Twitter's fees. As for his other famous company, Musk says Tesla could launch a fully self-driving car later this year.
The CEO made the prediction on a conference call Wednesday and said the test version of Tesla's full self-driving software will be two steps forward, one step back between releases, but that the trend is very clearly toward full self-driving. The electric vehicle company currently sells self-driving software as an option. I'm Skip Kelly.
If you've only heard of the giant blue furniture store known as IKEA, you might get a chance to experience it firsthand. The Swedish chain says it will spend more than $2 billion to open 17 new stores around the USA over the next 3 years. It'll be IKEA's biggest ever investment in this country. One of the USA's least favorite Major League Baseball teams may be a step closer to a new life in a new city. The Oakland A's confirmed they're buying 49 acres of land near the Las Vegas Strip for a new 35,000-seat ballpark. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
Natalia, solid dismount, but that little pause is a deduction.
Top tumblers hope to stick the landing with Coach Jadson.
That aerial sequence still needs work.
She needs more certified athletic trainers to find your balance.
Focus. I'm going to need you for the all-around. Wait, who's spotting the vault?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.